Welcome to the Prophet University audio series. Here are your hosts, Bill Kennard and Tom Grandy.
Welcome to the Prophet University audio series. I'm Bill Kennard, along with our company's founder, Tom Grandy. This month's program is titled, The Two-Step Process for Getting New Clients from Your Most Profitable Zip Codes. Tom, that's an interesting title. In a nutshell, what does it mean?
Bill, Brian and his team discussed the real world of placing banner ads on the Weather Channel, Facebook, and through site and search retargeting. The neat part is that each is specifically targeting zip codes a company denotes as a geographic area of potentially profitable customers. I had no idea a company could place 25,000 to 50,000 ad views on the Weather Channel apps for about $500 a month. These aren't just ad views either. These are views in the specific zip codes the company selects. I found the whole discussion fascinating.
Well, Tom, the presentation really opened my eyes as well. You know, the team talked about the foundation stone of the whole process as being really a website that converts viewers to customers. According to Brian, the typical viewer of your website needs to immediately have answers on three questions. Number one, what do you do? Number two, where do you service? And number three, how do I get in touch with you? Now, that might not seem like rocket science until you realize that those questions really need to be answered within the first 5 seconds of a potential customer's visit to your website. Well, this month's presentation is headed up by Brian Kraft. Brian is the co-founder of Market Hardware. He is a member of the Club of Internet Media Executives who are tapped into the daily changes of how the internet affects all small businesses. Brian is a frequent speaker at industry and association trade show conferences. He is also an integral part of the group of marketing experts who pioneered the pay-per-click model in 1996, the pay-per-lead model in 1997, and has been at the forefront of getting customers from the web ever since. Prior to founding Market Hardware, Brian was the founder and CEO of eStudent Loan, the world's largest comparison marketplace for student loans. His role as a founder and chairman of 13 Colony Software, which is now part of Interwoven Autonomy, was the highlight of his experience in the enterprise web content management space. And now, with the two-step process for getting new clients from your most profitable zip codes, here's Brian Kraft with this month's Prophet University audio series presentation.
Today, the conversation is really going to be about something very, very tactical. It's a two-step process to getting new clients from your most profitable zip codes. And the bottom line is, as we're all building our businesses, you ultimately get to that point where you say, hey, what kind of customer would I really like to have? Who are the ones that stick with me? Who are the ones that spend the most? Who are the ones that give me less headache? And sometimes getting clients from the internet, which is a fabulous way of building your business, sometimes getting clients from the internet can be a little difficult when it comes to getting the most profitable customers, because some of them end up being tire kickers and some of them end up being low-priced folks and so forth. And you don't want the folks at the lowest price. You want to be able to command the premium that you deserve. That's why getting clients from zip codes that are the ones that you really want, you know, those suburbs, let's say around the city that you're in, that really are the folks that have the money, that stick around, that really make up the base of a fantastic client base. Those are the ones that's just so important to go after, because they help you build your business year after year after year. And after all, once you have them in your client list, you can keep them because they can afford it, etc. Now, you get the point, but it's actually kind of complicated how you would go about doing that. What we're going to do today is we're going to decompile that, and we're going to make it really, really simple, a straightforward two-step process to getting new clients from the most profitable zip codes. I'm very lucky. Joining us today, I have Alain Parkin, and I also have Matt Horn. And these two guys are my right and left-hand guys. We've been at this at Market Hardware for 15 years, as many of you know, serving the service contractors. You know, over 2,000 clients in those times, and partners with many associations and many manufacturers and so forth. So we've seen a lot, we've experienced a lot, we know what works, and importantly, we know what doesn't work. Now, the reason I have these two fellows on the line is twofold. Number one, they are managing the teams and themselves doing the work with service contractors, so they know exactly what's working, what's not. Second of all, between Matt, who runs our SEO and search department, and Alon, who runs our marketing department, they really have a full grasp of not just this two-step process, but really the entire marketing process. And third, the third reason why I've got them on is actually unexpected, which is essentially that my throat is killing me. My kids must have given me some version of the strep throat that they have. I don't know through this recording if you can hear me struggling, but I have to be honest with you. It hurts, and I got a pretty high pain tolerance. But what I'm going to do is have them do most of the speaking, which is just fine because, frankly, I'm just normally the good-looking mouthpiece. These are the guys that actually are doing the work. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn this over and try to preserve myself as best as I can. You are in great hands here. And I'll be in the background making sure that everything is right. So we're going to introduce you to this two-step process right now, and I'm going to turn this over to Alon.
Thanks, Brian, and really excited to be doing this presentation. We got a lot of really great education packed into it. Like Brian said, I oversee the marketing duties here at Market Hardware, which includes education, educational value for our partners and different folks that we do presentations like this for. So, for lack of a better way of putting it, it's my job to make this stuff as easy to understand as possible, to put it into plain English, and to have everybody walk away from this call, from this presentation, knowing, you know, 10 times more than they did about these topics. So hopefully we're able to accomplish that goal today, and we're going to sort of bounce around back and forth between Matt and I. The topics that we're going to cover, the two-step process, it basically comes down to doing some pretty interesting marketing on things like the Weather Channel and Facebook, but it's also we're gonna talk about some other things before we get to that, which is gonna be basically making sure that you have a website in place that is designed to convert. Because one of the things that we talk about really often is you can drive a lot of traffic to your website, but if it's not designed to convert those visitors into callers, then what's the point, right? So we'll talk a little bit about websites. We'll talk about some Weather Channel marketing, and then Matt's going to tell us a lot about retargeting and sort of how that works. And that's the type of advertising that Amazon is doing. So we're firm believers in that, but he'll explain that shortly. Just a little more background about ourselves, right? Who is Market Hardware? So we started off building websites about 13 years ago. We've been in the business since then, and really about 10 years ago, we started doing a lot of marketing campaigns for home service businesses. So we don't work with anybody and everybody. We really try to stick to home service businesses, you know, HVAC, plumbing, electrical, garage doors, tree care, et cetera. The list goes on. But we've seen that marketing strategies, especially when it comes to the web, tend to work very similarly for all those industries, right? We've seen this process play out. You get a website that's built to convert visitors. You get the website out in front of people, whether that's with SEO or PPC, and you drive traffic to your website, you basically outrank your competition, and that's how you get more phone calls. That's how you grow your business. We've seen this process work time and time again over the last decade. One of the other reasons why we're fortunate enough to be doing this presentation is because we actually are getting some information from some of the top search experts in Silicon Valley. Brian is fortunate enough to go to some conferences out there where he's meeting with some of the top heads that basically are sharing insider information about, you know, what's the best way to rank higher, what's the best way to get more phone calls, what's the best way to design a website that's properly optimized, that's going to get the people that visit it to not even think twice about calling, but are going to be so sure that they want to call you because they feel confident that you're going to deliver a high value, high level of service. And then the last reason why we're here is because, like I said, we really do care about education. We want to make this stuff as easy to understand as possible. We live in this stuff day in and day out, so it's easy for us to sort of wrap our heads around it and comprehend how it works, and we can look at a website and analyze it in 15 seconds, but that doesn't mean it's easy for everybody to do that. So we want to make this stuff easy to understand. We want to prevent the businesses that are getting ripped off by folks out there that are falling for gimmicky sales tactics. We want to stop that from happening. We want to sort of buck the trend and simplify this and make sure that people are happy, that they're, you know, confident in their website provider and their web marketing provider. We want you folks that are listening to this to be the ones that can call up your colleagues and your friends and family and say, hey, I made a great decision. I know how to do this stuff. I learned about it. I can keep my web provider honest. And then hopefully, you know, you've grown your business. So when you're looking back 3, 6 months from now, 12 months from now, you're making better decisions when it comes to your web marketing. So, Matt, let's jump into a website because this is the first piece. Now, like Brian said, you oversee most of our SEO campaigns, a lot of our retargeting campaigns, some of our PPC campaigns, and there's one consistent factor, which is the website. So tell us a little bit about why this piece is so important. This is something that you look at before doing any actual like marketing. You have to start with a website. Why is that?
And that's exactly right. Before we do any of the actual optimization or start to run any of these campaigns, we take a look at the website itself. And the biggest piece is it going to convert? When people get to your website, does it make them want to pick up the phone and reach out to you to try to get you to come out and do service for them? And the big piece is, in today's world, it, you know, everybody's attention span is very, very low. So you have about 5 seconds when somebody hits your website to figure out what it is you do, where you service, and how to get in touch with you. So when people hit your site, they need to see those three things right away. So you have to have very clear information to them. The phone number up at the top right, a click-to-call feature saying, you know, fill out our form for service here, service request here, and some more information about where you serve and what the type of work that you do. And that's the biggest piece. So before we even start any of the optimization, is your website going to convert? The big things are the call to actions that you need to have on your website. And also, is it clean? Is it easy for people to navigate? That's one thing that the search engines are paying attention to as well. So you got to, before you do any of the actual work, take a look at the website itself and make sure that it's going to be converting when people get there.
So while you're listening to this presentation, take a minute, pull your website up on your computer, type in the URL, right? You go to the website and make sure that you have those things covered. So like Matt said, look at your website. Does it say what you do, where you do it, and how to reach you? A lot of times you'll see things like HVAC experts in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. That's a great example of showing what you do and where you do it. And then, of course, having the phone number in a noticeable location in the upper right-hand corner, that's a must-have because a lot of web users right now are going to your website and they're looking for that phone number. They're ready to call just about anybody and anybody, or I should say anybody and everybody. But they want to look at your website. They want to see that phone number in the upper right-hand corner, and they want to be able to call you right away. So if you make that phone number difficult to find, if it's hidden in the text somewhere, you run the risk of losing that possible customer. There's a second piece to this that's really important. So, Matt, let's talk a little bit about mobile devices, right? Why is that so important now, especially compared to a couple years ago?
So now everybody is on their phones, and the biggest thing is Google and the different search engines are now basically looking at your website. Is it mobile compatible? And what that means is when somebody pulls it up on their smartphone, is it easy for them to navigate? Does it fit the screen? Do you have a click-to-call feature? So all the person has to do is click on the phone number, and then it syncs their phone right up with your business line. Google is actually now, if you do not have a mobile-compatible website, Google is actually going to have a negative influence on your rankings. So if you don't have a mobile-friendly website, you're hurting yourself within people doing searches on their mobile devices. You got to have a smart a website ready for the smartphone. And more people are turning to their smartphones to do these searches. And pretty soon, if not already, mobile searches will surpass desktop searches. So the big thing is you got to make sure your phone is mobile-ready. And, today, the big trend within website builds is a responsive website. And if you haven't heard that already, you can learn a little bit more about it. But basically what it is no matter what device you pull up a website, whether it's on your smartphone, on a tablet, or on your desktop, the website actually fits the screen. So it changes size and shape depending on the platform that you pull the website up. And that's the best thing to do moving forward. Google and the other search engines really take into account if your website is mobile friendly.
So Brian just slid me a little piece of paper here that has a stat on it that he just found, which says 68% of adults in the U.S. currently own a smartphone. That's according to the Pew Research Center. So that's more than two-thirds of adults in the U.S. that are using smartphones. And that's not even factoring in all the folks that have tablets and might be looking up your website there. So it's pretty clear why the search engines are making it more and more important that the websites that come up highest are mobile friendly, because those are the ones that are going to provide the best user experience, and that's going to keep people coming back and using the search engines time and time again, because they're getting, you know, quality results. They're getting websites that they can view on whatever device they use, whether it's a phone, a tablet, a laptop, or even some of the big computer screens that can be, I mean, as big as 19, 20 plus inches and diagonal. So there's so many different devices. It is really important that you have a website that looks well on all those devices. If you have questions about that or anything else in this presentation, definitely don't hesitate to get in touch with us at Market Hardware. We're more than happy to explain any of this stuff. And like I said, our goal at the end of the day is education. So if we can clarify any of this for you, we're more than happy to. We're almost ready to get geared up on the two-step process, but there's one piece that we want to talk about before that, which is paid search and SEO. We've done sort of a handful of presentations about paid search, and especially SEO the last couple of years, for a variety of different partners that we work with, because these are the ones that we tend to get the most questions about from home service businesses. And the reason for that is because they tend to be the biggest needle movers when it comes to growing your business, getting more phone calls. So we are still firm believers in PPC and SEO and that being sort of the foundation of your web marketing strategy. But what we want to talk about today is sort of how to take that to the next level. So maybe you have a pretty good paid ad, either provider or a strategy that you're doing on your own. You're doing either some SEO on your own or you have somebody doing that for you. And you give your web marketing strategy a B+ or an A- even. The strategies that we're going to talk about today, this is how you're going to take your strategy from a B+ or A- all the way up to an A+, because what these strategies are going to do is they're going to get your name out there in front of some places that you haven't considered before, or you haven't maybe thought to include in your strategy. So these are going to be a little bit more outside the box than the stuff that's typically being done. Now the good news is, while a lot of your competitors might be focusing all of their energy, all of their dollars on PPC and SEO, you can still do some of that stuff, but you can also focus a lot of that energy and resources on things like the Weather Channel and Facebook and retargeting with different providers. So we're going to show you how to do that. Let's jump in. So the reason why we're doing this presentation, the two-step process of getting new clients for your, from your most profitable zip codes, there's two reasons for it, right, Matt? Tell us a little bit about those two reasons.
So the first thing is, many first-time visitors, when they hit your website, may not take action right away. So a lot of times in today's world, unfortunately, people do a lot of price shopping. And so what they can do is they'll try to get to your website, and they may not actually take action right away. They get some information, and then they basically leave your website, and then they could potentially forget about it and move on to the next part of their day. And the other big thing is, you know, when it comes to this, we're always trying to get a leg up on the competition. And so we all want the most profitable clients. And so what we're going to show you guys is we're going to be able to solve for both of these, how to get people coming back to your website who during the first time they may not take action right away, and also, as we're always trying to get the most profitable clients that live in specific zip codes to get a leg up on your competition, what we're going to do now is we're going to explain how we can solve for both of these, which is potentially or essentially called banner ads on steroids. And so what we're going to do now is talk a little bit about these different popular types of banner ads and go into some more detail about them with you guys.
And sure enough, Brian is sliding another piece of paper here over to me. And, you know, obviously he'd be trying in if he could, but I'll do my best to sort of iterate his points here. So the stats that we've seen for SEO and PPC typically show that about 1 out of 10 of the visitors to your website are going to end up calling you. And that's assuming that you have a website that's built to convert. So even some of the best websites out there, you're still only converting about 10%. Maybe you get close to 20% of the people that visit your website, which is good. But obviously that still leaves 80 to 90% of people that visit your website but don't call you right away. It's the tire kickers that Matt mentioned. It's folks that are, you know, maybe they're at work or they're running to the supermarket and they have a couple minutes to look a business up, but they're not ready to call right then and there. They need those extra reminders. They need to be reminded about your business. They need to see your banner ad out there. So, Matt, what are the three different places that, you know, we feel are the most popular areas where we can put banner ads to give those reminders to web users?
And we're going to go into detail on all three of these a little bit more in depth. But just to give you guys a quick overview, the three different places for these display or banner ads that we see be most successful. The first is going to be the Weather Channel. We're going to be able to target specific zip codes, and we're going to go into detail about how that works. There's also Facebook ads. Once again, we're also able to target specific zip codes, and then we can also target previous site visitors and people who have shown interest in your business before. And then the third one, which is probably the most popular one, which I'm sure everybody who's listening to this has been retargeted to at one point in time, is site and search retargeting. You go to somebody's website, you leave the website, and you go to another website, all of a sudden you see an ad now following you from the previous website you were on. As Alon mentioned earlier, Amazon does this, so I'm sure if you were shopping there, you've seen these before. Many different outlets. One of the things, Zappos, if you're going to look for a pair of shoes, they're pretty big in it as well. So we've got Weather Channel, we've got Facebook ads, and then we have site and search retargeting. Those are the three main ones that we're going to go into detail for you guys today.
All right, so let's start with the Weather Channel. And this one, I'm sure, has some folks scratching their heads because how does the Weather Channel get involved with web marketing? Well, the reason for that is because the Weather Channel knows that when people are looking up the weather online, they have to put in their location because they want to know the weather there, of course. So it makes sense. So the reason why it's so great is because of the amount of people that are going in and typing, looking up the weather based on their zip code, the Weather Channel is actually able to serve specific banner ads based on those zip codes. So it's a really great way to sort of get very highly targeted. And this is something that is really important to any marketing strategy. You want to be marketing to the right audience. And that might be, you know, folks that are ready to buy, that have high buying potential. Could be folks that are located in certain areas. Maybe they're more affluent areas. Maybe they're located closer to your offices, right? If you can get more business 5 or 10 minutes from your office, then you can get more jobs done in a certain day as opposed to if you're having to drive 30 minutes one direction then 45 minutes in another direction. In the time that it takes you to do two jobs, you could have done three maybe. So that's why it's really great to be able to just handpick your zip codes and go after the top clients in there, especially if you know that there's room for more jobs there. Maybe there's more residential homes, if you're typically doing that, than high-rise buildings. That might be a good solution or a good reason to go after a specific zip code. Another stat to sort of throw out there for everybody listening is that there's roughly 150 million users of the Weather Channel apps in a given month. Right, that's per month, 150 million users. And that's across all the people that go to weather.com and type in, like I said, their zip code. A lot of folks have downloaded the Weather Channel app on either their tablet or smartphone. So it's split about 50-50. There's about 80 or 90 million that use the desktop on a monthly basis. And then about 70, 60 million or so that have downloaded the apps and use those on a monthly basis. And of course, as we've all gotten the notifications on our smartphone apps, you want to allow it to use your weather, or excuse me, you want to allow it to use your location in order to get the current weather conditions there. So again, it sort of makes sense when you think about it that the Weather Channel wanted to get involved with web marketing. And you know, they're a business just like us, just like all of you listening on this presentation. They're trying to figure out ways to make money, and advertising is a great way for them to do that. There's a couple other things that the Weather Channel can do, right, Matt? There's some pretty interesting sort of tools that they make available. So will you just talk a little bit about how weather conditions can play a factor in the Weather Channel marketing campaign?
Of course. And just to reiterate one thing real quick, as Alon was just talking about, the best part about this whole retargeting with the Weather Channel is you get to choose those zip codes. So you are going in and you are saying, this is what I want to target. And that's what you're going to be going after. So it's very, very concentrated in the only areas that you want to focus on. So that makes it, you know, kind of the right place. So one of the things is you're determining. You can do multiple zip codes, and you're choosing them. If there's a new area, for example, all of a sudden there's a whole bunch of homes being built, and you're heading into the busy season, this is something that you can kind of target and try to get some more calls that way. So it's very, very specific. And the next piece is the right time. So you have the right place, now you've got the right time. So weather conditions that are actually going to drive consumer behavior. So you might be thinking, well, how does the weather condition actually play into, you know, the role in the chimney world? And one of the things is if there is a big weather event, it doesn't necessarily mean that people are going on to look for somebody in your market or serving your business, but they're going to be going onto the Weather Channel much more because they're looking at the weather events coming in. So there's going to be more traffic during the Weather Channel during that time. All of a sudden now they see an ad being displayed for a chimney sweep, and then that could trigger a reminder saying, oh yeah, I do actually have to do that. And now once again right there, you've targeted the appropriate audience during the right time. The third piece is it's the right product. So one of the things that Milan and I both touched on earlier was when you have your website, you have people looking at it from the smartphone, from the tablet, from the desktop. That's why I said earlier you want a responsive website because it can actually show up, fit the screen on all three of those properties. The exact same thing is going on with the Weather Channel. They have a mobile app. Anybody on their smartphone downloads the Weather Channel mobile app. Once again, you're setting your settings so that Google sees where you're located. And then you also have the tablet app. So whether you have an iPad or one of the other tablets that are out there, there's a separate app for that. And then you also have the desktop version. So you're hitting on three different platforms, people using their smartphone, people using tablets, people using the desktop. So you've got the right place because you can target specific. You've got the right time based on certain weather conditions. And then you have the right product based on all the different platforms that people are using out there.
So there's a couple other pieces that I like to emphasize with the weather conditions. Like Matt said, you can tie that into your campaign. Some of the ones that we've seen really successful are especially HVAC businesses that run heating ads when there's cold spells, or will run AC ads as soon as there's really hot days. Maybe you want to advertise indoor air quality when there's high allergy levels. Tree care companies have a lot of luck ramping up their ads when there's big severe storms that are either incoming or currently happening. There's a whole lot of options, and it's kind of fun because you can get creative. You can figure out ways, you know, what is the perfect ad to show folks during certain weather conditions. But there's another piece of it, which is that when there's severe weather conditions going on, whether it's a storm or very hot days or extremely cold days, people tend to be indoors. And what they tend to be doing is, especially nowadays, we're on electronic devices almost the whole time. And inevitably, we're usually looking up the weather because we want to know when those severe weather conditions are actually going to end. So even if you're not actually tying in something like, oh, get your air conditioner fixed during this really hot day, you know, you could be a pet care company that specializes in walking dogs. And you can run an ad on the Weather Channel during those severe weather conditions. It's just getting your brand out there at the right time when people happen to be online. It's like putting a big billboard up by a popular highway as opposed to putting it, you know, on a back alley where it's never going to be seen. If you have an ad showing up during busy traffic, web traffic times of day, then you're going to have it seen by a lot of people. So it sort of brings us to the next part, which is how much does this cost, right? This is a question that we get a lot. The good news is, like I said earlier, a lot of companies are still spending their dollars on SEO and PPC, which means the strategies we're talking about today can actually be more affordable than those other strategies. So what we've seen on average is that an ad view is going to cost about 1 cent. So what we see typically have happen is that most companies will run a budget of $500 maybe in a given month, and based on that, they'll get 25,000 ad views as a result of it. So it's pretty great. It makes sense. It works out. Sometimes it ends up being about 2 cents, but somewhere between 25,000 ad views and 50,000 ad views, and it's going to vary, and it's sort of going to sway back and forth between this and retargeting. But it really makes sense because that's a lot of views. That's a lot of impressions of your ad. That's getting your brand name out in front of all those folks that might have visited your website or heard about you from a friend, or maybe they haven't even heard of you and you're just trying to sort of play a web marketing strategy into certain weather conditions. But it really is kind of unique. Like Matt said, when it comes to those different devices and getting those ads out in different places, you have to make sure that you have an ad, for example, that's vertically rectangular, that's horizontally rectangular, that's a square, because every app, every desktop has sort of different shapes and sizes for these ads to fit in. And the more variations of your ad that you have, the higher your chances are of showing up. Now, yes, you're paying per ad view, so if you only have one of those, then you're still going to pay the same, but you want to get your ad in front of as many people as possible. You want to get it viewed as many different ways as possible. So you're better off designing different versions of these. So you need to figure out whether this is something you can do on your own, or you need to speak to either your web provider or web marketing provider that can specialize in this and do it for you. The cost for designing the ads should only be a couple hundred bucks. it's really, it shouldn't sink your budget. And then once you get that out of the way, then you're basically just looking at paying for those ad views on a given month. I believe that wraps up just about this, everything that we had on Weather Channel. And Matt, you know, obviously jump in if we missed anything, but I think we're ready to change gears to site and search retargeting. So this is one that I'm especially excited about. I actually run Market Hardware's own retargeting program. So if you visit markethardware.com, you might see some of our ads pop up from time to time on different websites. And we have people call us and ask us, hey, do you have a partnership with ESPN.com? Because I saw your ad on there. And obviously, we don't have a partnership with ESPN. It'd be great. We'd love it. But that's just retargeting. So tell us a little bit about that one. That's sort of the site retargeting. But make sure that everybody understands that. And then tell us a little bit about search retargeting.
Sure. And I would also love a partnership with ESPN. But the way that these work, somebody goes to your website. They leave your website and they go now to another site, for example, ESPN.com, to look up the score to a ball game. All of a sudden, your ad is being shown to the user on ESPN.com. So once again, somebody visits your site and then they leave your site, they go to another website. All of a sudden, your ad is basically following them to the other website. It is one of the best ways to, you know, one of the questions that I get a lot is essentially when it comes to SEO, and I run the majority of our search optimization campaigns, one of the biggest questions I get, okay, what else can we be doing? The campaign seems to be running very successful. Is there anything else that we can do or any other strategies? This is typically what I recommend next is going to be the site retargeting. Because now you're showing up on page one, you're getting users to your site. One of the things I said earlier is many first-time visitors to your website may not take action right away. They visit your website, now they're going on the Wall Street Journal to read an article, all of a sudden they see an ad to your site a couple days later, it reminds them, oh, that's right, I do have to call these guys because I need someone to come out and fix my furnace before it gets very cold outside. Once again, just a couple different examples. The other way is search retargeting. So very similar to site retargeting, this is going to be search. If somebody searches for a specific service that you offer, for example, let's say chimney sweeps, they may not ever hit your website or know anything about you, but now we can actually serve your ads based on this search retargeting. So somebody goes in, they type in a certain search phrase, now you can actually start displaying your ad to them on the different ad networks. It is a great way to get your brand out, keep your brand top awareness. It's just a fantastic little benefit that you can add on while running an SEO or a paid search campaign.
And again, this is the type of thing, for anybody listening to this that's in a very highly competitive market, a lot of your competitors, maybe they're trying to focus their efforts on SEO, they've been around a little bit longer, so maybe they have slightly higher placement, and you can't figure out a way to crack page one for some of these searches. This is sort of a really good way to kind of work around that and still get your brand name in front of people, because like we said, a lot of folks are doing searches, and what's happening nowadays is people have very short attention spans. They do these searches, and they're very rarely ready to actually call businesses on. So they do searches. They might see these results on page one. Maybe they see your site, maybe not. But what happens is they're not ready to call anybody, and then sure enough, later that day, the next day, they start to see your ad pop up in different places. You have a nice ad that sort of emphasizes some of your biggest selling points, that you are experts in XYZ, or you've been around since so long, or you provide free estimates, whatever it might be. They see that ad on other sites, and they're reminded of that service that they needed, and maybe that's what makes them decide to give you a click to the website and then hopefully a phone call. So it works really, really well for that. Matt, the term that we always say that Brian is sort of ingrained into our minds is casting a wider net out on the web. You can get a handful of visitors by doing SEO, by doing PPC, but when you start to do some of these other programs, that's when you cast a wider net. You start to get more traffic from different areas into your website. You're not just focusing your efforts on one place. Now, don't get us wrong. Doing marketing on Google, trying to show up on page one of Google, it works really well. That's sort of the right place. If you're trying to decide on one place to focus your marketing efforts on, Google's a really great place to start. But there's so many other options. There's Facebook, like we talked about, and we're going to talk about a little bit more. There's this entire ad network that you can get by doing retargeting, whether it's doing it with a provider or doing it directly through Google. Matt, maybe you can talk a little bit about that. But this is how you start to cast a wide net, and you can go after a bigger audience, and you can really start to grow your business. So Matt, let's say I'm sitting on this recording right now, I'm listening in on this, and I'm ready to do retargeting. I want to jump in. What are the different ways that I can start a campaign?
So going back to what you just talked about too, you know, casting that wider net, a lot of times people ask, there are so many different things that people can be doing, whether it's SEO, paid search, but then I get questions all the time. Well, what about, should I be joining Better Business Bureau? What about Angie's List, Yelp, should I be advertising there, social media? And I typically say, you know, the more platforms that you can be on, the better off you're going to be, because that you're getting in front of a larger audience. And as Alon said, you're sort of casting that net. So the biggest thing with these retargeting campaigns is I want to just touch on this maximum network coverage. Depending on the retargeting provider you work with, the network can cover 80 to 90% of the North American online audience. And you are going, people who are going on to different news articles like the Wall Street Journal or the Washington Post, to people who are going to different entertainment websites, people who are going to sports, social media, different lifestyle, people who are going to grilling websites. I mean, you're getting in front of such a wide audience, and you're getting your brand, your company name out there in front of more people by getting this maximum network coverage. So typically what you want to do is you want to go ahead and create these ad images, which is what Alon was talking about earlier. Make sure you get them done by a professional, though, because you want it to be very unique to your business, but you also want it to look good. If you're going to be spending the money getting your name out there, you also want it to be done by a professional so that people think, oh, these guys are the top within the game. So you go ahead, you create these banner images, and then you go ahead and you set a campaign, and you go out and you do site retargeting, or you do search retargeting, or you do a little bit of both. And once again, you're going to get your company name, your brand, in front of a much larger audience. So you want the top-of-mind brand awareness. You want to get some people who have never hit your site before by doing the search retargeting, but you want to also display your ad to people who have already been to your website by site retargeting. This is a great way to get your name out, to get your brand out there in front of a larger audience. And the last thing I'll say really quick is I had somebody basically say I had a competitor come into my market, and they're taking a very similar company name to mine, and they're trying to get some of my customers. And what I said, well, you know, site retargeting could be fantastic because it's going to have your brand. So when people go to your website, when people are doing searches, they're going to be seeing your brand, your logo, and you're getting yourself out in front of them. So then if their competitor comes in trying to take them, they say, wait a second, this isn't the company that I work with, because your ad is being shown and they're going to actually see the brand coming back. So basically, you can set up these ads. You can actually do these on your own, to be honest. I mean, you can go through Google the same way you go through Google to run an AdWords campaign. You can basically go through Google, set a budget, and you can start running a display campaign. You can call a company like Market Hardware. We can essentially get you set up creating the images, and then we go and we essentially put the site and search retargeting onto these different platforms. So whenever you're ready, you come up with a budget, as Alon said, typically around, you know, $500 is a good way to start, and then you can get the campaign rolling. So typically with anything, you can do it on your own, but if you have a professional company doing it for you, they're going to be able to monitor what's going on, be able to make adjustments, being able to target certain search terms. Any questions whatsoever, once again, we're always here and happy to help.
And this is one that I'm really excited about. One of the reasons is we were at the International Garage Door Association, their annual conference and expo earlier this year. Actually, it came up at the air conditioning contractor show a month before that. We've been talking to a lot of businesses that have been around a long time. They have great placement. They're showing up in rankings all over the place. They feel really good about their online strategy. They don't necessarily need new customers, but they just want to make sure that they stay the best in the business. They don't want any of their competitors stealing some of their market share. They want to stay number one. So they're not necessarily looking to add new customers. They just want to maintain that placement. They just want to sort of keep their market positioning as the best in their area. And retargeting is a really great way to do that, because what it does is it doesn't necessarily focus on just getting you new customers, but it's also going to make sure that your existing customers are reminded of you time and time again. So let's say somebody goes to your website, they found you one way or another, maybe it was a referral from a friend, they go to your site, they end up calling you, you provide great service. You want to keep that person as long as possible. You want them coming back time and time again over the next 3, 5, 10 years or so, even longer maybe. A really good way to do that is by doing retargeting for a little while, because they're going to see your ad from time to time. Maybe they see your ad 10 times over the course of the next year, right? That costs you all of 10 cents to show your ad to them those 10 times. But when a year passes and all of a sudden they need one of your other services again, guess who they're going to call? They're not going to think about possibly looking up one of your competitors or figuring out whether there's somebody else out there. They're going to remember you. They're going to go to you first before anybody else. So this is a really great way to not just get new customers, but also just keep existing customers coming back time and time again. Maybe you can even do a retargeting campaign that focuses on some of your more profitable services. So let's say you're an HVAC business. You don't want to focus on just the small repair jobs where you're not making that much money from them. Maybe you want to focus on an ad campaign, a retargeting campaign on installation jobs that you can make a lot more money from. That's another thing that we've seen sort of come into play this year for those businesses that sort of are well established in their markets and they're just figuring out how to make more money off each specific job. That's fine. You can do that. That works really well. We would definitely recommend that. Again, it's the type of things that if you have questions about, if you just want to sort of chat back and forth and figure out what the best solution is, that's what we're here for. We're more than happy to have those conversations with anybody who's listening in on this presentation. So definitely don't hesitate to take us up on it. We'll explain how to reach us, but the symbol is shooting an email over to search@markethardware.com, but we'll save some of that stuff till the end. I want to make sure that we save time and talk about Facebook. Going back to the point that I made earlier about when you're trying to market, you want to get your brand name, you want to get your information in the places where your customers and potential customers are spending most of their time. So we talked about Google, but Facebook is right up there also. So actually, I'll include Weather Channel in there too, because we already talked about how often people are on the Weather Channel, whether it's the desktop or the apps, but there's no shortage of people that are spending an insane amount of time on Facebook on a given month. I imagine even the folks listening on this presentation, even if you're not on Facebook, then I imagine a family member or a friend of yours, a lot of them might be spending a ton of time on Facebook. So they're totally in on this, right? There's ways to set up Facebook ad campaigns right now where you can either do just retargeting, so you can put a little piece of code on your website. Somebody visits your website, then they go and they spend time on Facebook, they start to see your ad pop up there. It's the same as retargeting on the whole ad network that Matt talked about, but it's just focusing all those efforts on Facebook, which is fine. That's where people are spending a lot of their time. I typically recommend this for any businesses that are already very active on social media. If you have somebody that's managing your social media, that's doing a lot of ongoing posting, you interact with your customers on there a lot, then this is a really good solution. You can sort of focus all your efforts there instead of doing an entire retargeting campaign on a whole ad network. So that's one solution. The other reason why it's really great is that it has a lot of the same overlap with the Weather Channel, where you can start to incorporate things like exact zip codes or certain demographics. One of the things that Facebook actually lets you do, Facebook collects a lot of information from its users about behavioral interests. So let me give you an example. We had a Facebook ad campaign run very effectively for a landscaping company. And what we did is we showed those landscaping ads to anybody on Facebook within a certain demographic that has said that they like barbecuing or grilling or smoking meat or cookouts. And what happens is the people that have those behavioral interests, they typically are the type that will see an ad for, you know, improving their yard or their landscape and their patio, and they see that ad and they're more likely to click it because they're spending a lot of time out there. They're into those things like barbecuing and grilling. So you can, again, get kind of creative. It's the kind of thing that it takes a little bit of sitting down and thinking through what is the right way to do this, right? Obviously, our pet care companies run these campaigns really well because so many folks on Facebook put in their behavioral interests as pets and dogs and puppies. So that one makes a lot of sense. But there's so much that you can do, and it's It works for HVAC. We've seen it work for landscaping. We've seen it work for pest control companies. There's a lot of creative, unique strategies that you can incorporate into this, and it can be a little bit fun. I mean, we enjoy it, and we're happy to come up with those creative strategies. So Facebook lets you do that. It's sort of the third piece, like we said, with the Weather Channel and then retargeting and now Facebook. So that's sort of the recap of Facebook. Matt, I'm going to turn it back over to you. We're coming up on the end of the presentation here. We have maybe, you know, 5-10 minutes left, but give us sort of a breakdown, recap everything that we've talked about so far, and give us a little bit of a send-off here into the last couple slides.
So we've got our website. You know, as we said from the very beginning, the most important piece to all of your online marketing starts and begins with your website. You have to have a professional website, and it has to convert people to pick up the phone to call you when they visit your website. So after you've got your website, then what you want to do is, with the whole online marketing strategy, you really want to start with an SEO or paid search campaign. This is an aggressive form of getting your website out in front of an audience who are doing specific searches for people within your industry. So you got your SEO, your paid search campaign. Then what you want to do is you want to add to that by strategically targeting specific zip codes. This goes back to what Alon and I were just talking about through Weather Channel, through Facebook, targeting specific zip codes. And then the other piece is retargeting. So you have your site and your search. So once again, start with your website. That's number one. That will always be number one. Once you've got your website, you typically want to go with an SEO, paid search campaign, run some sort of aggressive form of advertising there. Then on top of that, you can strategically target certain zip codes. You want to go and try to get back with an audience who has been to your site before. So Weather Channel, Facebook, and retargeting. So those are definitely the next pieces. And you want to, the brand, your branding. So you want the top of mind brand awareness. So getting your name out there, going to your repeat customers. One of the first things we said earlier, typically when people hit your site for the first time, they might not take action right away. So the biggest piece now is you've got to find a way to get your name back in front of those people. Retargeting is a fantastic way to do it. Same thing on the Weather Channel side of things. Website, then SEO paid search, then you want to go after some of these retargeting campaigns, whether it's the Weather Channel or Facebook or site retargeting or search retargeting. These are great ways to sort of help fill in around your already successful SEO or paid search campaign.
So here's the good news. The reason why we feel so great about this process, the reason why we're confident in doing this presentation, is because, like I said, we've seen this work time and time again. What it ultimately comes down to is finding the right provider that can do these things for you. And we're not talking about market hardware. Yes, we offer these services, but there are dozens, if not hundreds, of great providers out there that can do any combination of website design, of web marketing, of retargeting, any one of these. The key is sort of figuring out who the right provider is for you. For a lot of folks, it might be somebody local, it might be somebody that knows your industry, it might be somebody that, you know, maybe they have worked with a colleague of yours, so you sort of have that trusted relationship with them. But you need to find somebody that you feel good about doing this stuff. For a lot of folks listening on the presentation, maybe it's you, maybe it's somebody in your office. That works really well too. It's a great way. If you're a smaller business and you're figuring out where you can save money, then hopefully you can learn enough about this stuff that you can do it on your own. But the key is asking the right questions to somebody that can answer them for you. And that's what Market Hardware is here for, is to answer those questions. We want to make sure that this stuff, like I said, is easy to understand so that you're making smarter buying decisions as you move forward into the end of 2016 and then, of course, into 2017. But we have seen this process work time and time again, and we know the keys to it. It's having a website that's built to convert. It's being able to track the marketing that you're doing and knowing what your marketing is getting you, right? We see, unfortunately, too many businesses that sink their dollars into web marketing, and they don't know what they're getting. They don't know what's coming as a result of it. They don't know whether their traffic is increasing, whether their rankings are increasing. So ask the right questions, because you're spending a lot of money on marketing, you deserve to know what you're getting from it. One of the things that we do for businesses all the time is we put together a search ranking report. This is different than the SEO analysis and SEO page grader report scores that we're all used to getting. We actually get these SEO report scores on, frankly, probably on a daily basis. I would say we get an email saying that MarketArbor.com got an F on an SEO page grader score and we're not showing up anywhere. What we actually want to put together is an actual breakdown of rankings showing where you rank for some of your top searches. And we want you to tell us what your primary cities and towns are. So maybe it's that big metropolitan area right by you. Maybe it's some of the smaller rural towns nearby or suburbs of that big city, whatever it might be. We want you to tell us that, and we'll actually take the time to look up where you show up for some of those top searches. So this is specifically applicable to SEO, whether you're doing it on your own, whether you have somebody doing it for you, whether you're considering having somebody do it for you. It's really important that you actually know where you show up for some of those top searches today.
As always, we welcome your feedback on each month's presentation. Please feel free to give us a call at 877-202-8891. The vision of Grandy & Associates is quite simple. We teach companies how to run profitable businesses. For more information on how we do that, check out our website at www.grandyassociates.com or give us a call at 1-877-202-8891. Profit University Audio Series is produced and distributed by Grandy & Associates. If we can be of service to you, give us a call on our toll-free line at 1-877-202-8891. Until next month, remember, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.